Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tony.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. How are we?
Great derby last night.
Great derby last night. Congrats to all of us who had Juan Soto, except for Emmett McMahon.
Hey, Albert,
how
Albert
are you doing?
Around.
How are you doing, Emmett?
Well, Tony, I did kind of have Juan Soto, but I just had him to make the finals.
That'll play.
Yeah, the other one did come through for me. Pujols didn't come through. He won one round, and I guess he wasn't even supposed to win.
What did you say about Alonso to me earlier today?
I mean, that asshole. Why?
As soon as they showed him doing the fucking squats and sitting there, I was like, this guy's dead.
He is a fucking weirdo.
You don't do shit like that and win.
He is a fucking weirdo, dude.
The meditation's even worse. Sitting in the cage, just closing your eyes and visualizing hitting 30 bombs out there. Like, that guy cares more about the home run derby than winning the pennant.
He'll
be part of the Soto deal.
Yeah, we all won on Soto. Speaking of, fucking Marte was following him around last night like a fucking lost puppy, dude.
What was that?
I don't know if he was recruiting him or what was going on. You and I had Seager in the first round, and Seager put up a good number, but fucking, what's his name from the Mariners has had a fucking night.
Fucking good for that kid. And what's his name? His pitcher was fucking just hitting the spot, too. Like, he was yanking those things down the line.
Well, he wasn't taking a step. He was just fucking putting it. He was lobbing in, like, exactly how he should. Tell you what. He put on a fucking show, and he dominated the first and second round. And I thought for sure he had it in the finals when he put up like a 20 or whatever. And Soto started with like a 7 before he called
the
timeout.
Started slow. I was worried there. A great tweet from fucking Ravel, though. The guy who turned down $440 million just won the $1 million at the home run derby instead of the guy making $750K a year.
Ravel was also fucking complaining about the pitches being thrown before the ball landed and shit like that.
One. Like, I was like, what is happening?
Part of me agrees in some way that, like, if it is going to be bet on, you have to either just let them swing as fast as they can, as many times as they can, or actually enforce it somehow. But I know there was a dude last night I saw who, I feel like he put like $30,000 on fucking Schwarber to beat Pujols.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. And there was a missed home run from Schwarber that would have sent it. I mean, the way that Schwarber was batting, fucking Pujols would have beat him in a swing off anyways, I think. But still, that's tough.
It's the perfect, like, responsible gaming PSA. Like, you just can't be dropping 30
racks. Don't put 30
on
grand
the
on
a fucking home run derby. We, like, nobody barely knows the rules or how to keep track of the home runs. Like, it's all just kind of made up on the fly.
What was I going to say? Seager didn't come home. Schwarber didn't come home. 490 was never happening.
No. That was
How far. Was that one that almost left the fucking stadium not 490?
Great question.
Yeah. Could be bullshit,
though,
too.
That thing was fucking almost out of the stadium.
The one that the girl caught, like, up in the fucking concession area?
Yeah. 480.
Great question. I was thinking the same thing.
480 was the longest reported out of that.
Alonzo's, right?
Yeah. Out of that round. Which makes no sense. So, yeah, we could have gotten gypped there. That could have been fucking 495 for all we know.
It's all right, though. You hit a fucking plus 500, 550 winner. The night was there.
Soto's power to fucking all sides of the park. Incredible. Like, he was hitting fucking oppo shots, like, deep.
His pitcher wasn't great either.
No,
he was not.
Fast, though.
Yeah, he was fucking fast.
He was humming him in there. Not waiting for anything to land.
Also, his catcher was a fucking weirdo, too. Just holding out his fucking glove the entire time like this.
Straight,
like,
up
what
above
are you doing,
head.
Asshole?
And
he was almost standing up. He was so crowd back there?
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
It took him to like the bonus time of the last round to set up inside. Like Juan Soto probably could have hit 50 a round if they just set up inside every time.
Exactly. It was
the home run derby is a fucking spectacle though. Like I don't know, is there anything better than it in like modern days All-Star game events?
No, not anymore. It used to be the dunk contest had a chance against it, but not anymore.
Yeah, not even close. I mean, Josh Hamilton that one year, that was like the highlight of my childhood.
I said it on Pat Show. The one thing is Dodger Stadium isn't like, there's no upper deck to hit it onto. There's no walls to clear or anything like that. So it's not as visually
cool,
appealing or cool.
Yeah.
Exciting. But it's awesome.
Also more fair to both sides of the plate though, because it's kind of like,
I think
it's one of the only stadiums that's basically equidistant.
It's flat.
Both
entire
corners in the same height. So that's fair.
It is fair. You know what? But it was fair.
Fuck, it is fair.
Brucey fucking fairness.
Yeah, Brucey in the back today behind the glass.
Yeah, Nick's like, hey, fucking hockey season's like over, and why don't we just put Bruce on the fucking? I said, hey, man, fucking your line, your shift has come to an end, my friend. See you in a few weeks when fucking football's back. So today we have All-Star Game tonight. We'll go over some
stuff. I love this line tonight, though.
We'll talk about it. I also found some player futures as far as MLB that I'm kind of want to look at. And then we have your Miami Dolphins as our tour day NFL goes on. Day two of the AFC East. We did the Bills yesterday, which Mitt likes the under 11.5. And I think a lot of us were like, 12 wins is a lot. Even though the 17th game doesn't make a huge difference.
Bruce was worried about the swing state.
Yeah.
He was worried about
it. Yeah, I'd be thinking week 16.
He was worried 17. About inflation. He was worried about inflation in the caucus of Iowa.
They got 11 wins. They might sit a starter and say, hey, you know what? We got them in Wisconsin. We don't need Iowa.
True. Did we do baseball first yesterday or football?
Ooh.
Baseball.
We did baseball first?
Baseball, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's do it again. We'll end the every show with the futures for football.
There we go.
All right, so let's do baseball today. Okay? All-Star game. The line that you were speaking of is currently at -116 for the National League, -102 for the American League. McClanahan and Kershaw as the starters. So I went through over-under 7.5.
That's fucking low. I know they've hit, but god
I damn. Know. So I went through, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Guess that's the old saying, good pitching beats good hitting.
Correct, it is. 13 pitchers for the AL, 12 for the NL. So obviously not everyone's going to pitch. And I went through and I added up everyone's ERA or whatever. The average for the AL is a 2.72. The average for the NL is a 2.65, so pretty even numbers there. I mean, obviously, it's an all-star game. Everything's going to be pretty even. I know you – what is – give me the stat, Bruce.
I believe they're 23-1, the AL is, in the last 24 all-star games. And I think last 10, it's either 8-3 or 8-1 over the last 9.
And I know the Red Sox and Mariners fan is an AL guy. I assume you're both on the AL?
Yep. Yeah, I'm on the AL. I do it every year. I'll probably only watch the first like half of this game, honestly. I love the home run derby. The All-Star game's always kind of like snooze fest, at least to me. But I also like the boost, the no runs first inning AL to win is 3-1. I was going to do no runs first inning just because
really?
I don't want to watch it. Yeah. Because Shohei and those guys, they don't have that good lifetime against Kershaw, and fuck it, the under's like kind of the hot play, so why not? The
under's so hot.
Not taking the under, but no. It is so hot.
Oh, I know, that just seems low. I got two plays here, Tony.
Okay.
Give me the AL, first 5.5.
Ooh.
And then I'll roll that into American League money line, full game. That's a full game play, my friend.
Okay, I love that. I'm looking at it here. I'll probably jump on the -150 first inning tie.
Ooh.
Let's see here. I am going to take the under 7.5. I know it's super low.
Wow.
There's only One, two.
7.5.
There's a handful of pitchers with an over. I think pitching beats hitting all the time. But I
worry about McClanahan starting.
I know.
It's an inning. It's an inning.
I know, but I just worry about him being the starter.
He was an opener for a while. For a little
while. Yeah, but just in general, like a starter for the All-Star game is my concern. Like, I'd like to see a vet. Give me Verlander starting.
Yeah, that's fair. Does the line at all kind of skeeve you guys out a bit? Like the -102?
No.
I was expecting it to move a bit, but I also feel like
it did. It moved toward it. The National League was like -108, and it was like -102 earlier.
And then I think the AL was even earlier in the week, and now I guess they're -102. But I don't know. I feel like they just kind of do that, though, just to kind of throw people off the scent of the AL basically winning every single year that we've been alive.
I mean, there's no huge advantage in this game, obviously. Like, the first half money line is -110, -110.
Also, if it goes to a derby, edge AL.
It does. There is if it is tied after the ninth, I believe three guys from each side will be picked by the managers.
Yeah.
And they
each
get three swings, or is it three outs? It'll be determined by a home run derby, which...
Back out for... Total?
Yeah. Total of the game? No.
Just one run for whoever wins it?
Yeah, it's like to lift the cup, basically.
I don't know if it'll be like a one run thing or not.
You have to. You can't end it fucking. What if it's fucking four? Well,
no, it'll be like fucking in.
Half. It doesn't matter, I guess.
When it goes to penalties, does it? It doesn't add a goal, does it?
Yeah.
No, for the over under score? Huh? For the over-under score for PK, after the PKs, it doesn't add every goal, though.
No, but it does add a goal.
Yeah, like, adds a goal. If it goes to penalties and it's 2-2.
I think that they're just going to kind of tick the team that won on the box score and carry on. Based off FanDuel's disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. There's a disclaimer at the top. In the event of a tie after nine innings, winner will be determined by a home run derby. All markets will be settled per official MLB box score. Let me see if it says anything no, it doesn't. So I don't know exactly. It does worry me for the under a little bit now that we're fucking talking about it. But to be contrarian, I will go with the under 7.5. That's not contrarian, but I will take the, I'm going to take the NL. Minus the I got it earlier, but I'll take the -116 now too. Whatever, doesn't matter.
I walk the lonely road, the only road.
I don't know, Mitt.
Bruce, this is kind of a question for you. How's Aaron Judge been hitting the ball?
I've been in Croatia, dude. I honestly have no idea.
He's had a really good first half.
Yeah. He's a pretty good baseball player.
Yeah, I mean, he's the second favorite to win the All-Star Game MVP at +600. So, I mean, I'm throwing that. I'll probably watch some highlights of the game.
MVP real quick. All-Star.
You know, but I want to have some fucking interest to the end just in case. Give me the fucking over for fucking over.
Let's go.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, you're going national. I can't fucking sit on that and let it carry on.
I mean, if you can pick... The MVP in this game is so hard to pick.
Possible, because usually a guy off the bench, because he'll get more bats.
And whoever hits a home run.
What's Raffy?
2,000.
Raffy will hit a fucking yard ski.
Actually, you know who I'm going to take? Give me, where is he at?
There was a sweet picture of Mookie Betts, Benintendi, JD Martinez, Raffy, and Xander all together.
Give me Trey Turner +2,000.
Ooh,
I don't hate that.
I feel like he'll be left in a little bit longer because of home. So that's what I'm going with there.
Turner. That's the thing. If the Nationals trade Soto, that's it's over. Like whenever they've traded everybody else, they've always had Soto. If you trade Soto, your franchise is dead.
Correct.
Right?
I don't know. Soto came out and said he doesn't know why they're talking about trading him now. And everyone's like, well, it's because you turned down the offer. Well, like, people turn down offers all the time. It doesn't mean they want
It's a bad offer.
It doesn't mean they want to be traded. It just means they want more money.
like anybody who doesn't understand that that's a bad offer for Juan Soto doesn't understand baseball. It's less money than Lindor.
Yeah.
And who would you rather have?
Yeah. I agree. It's crazy. All right, so that's where we're at tonight. There is another boost for Shohei or Acuna to record a hit in their first play appearance, plus 160.
Don't love that.
Shohei is lefty on lefty, which is not good for him. Well, it's not good for anybody. No. I'm not going to take that.
I shouldn't. Because you just said that, I probably shouldn't take this bet, but I'm definitely taking yes run in the first inning. Ooh. At plus 112 there.
I think I'm also going to – I'm going to jump on the American League and no run first inning boost because it's great value.
And the NL.
The fuck did you just say?
You're on the NL and then the AL.
Yeah, I'm on both sides.
Are the lineups out yet?
No, I don't think so. To be honest, I don't think so. All right, so that's what we're doing for tonight. As far as looking ahead at futures, I think I'm going to lay the 130 with Sandy Alcantara for NL MVP.
NL MVP?
Sorry. Cy Young.
Okay.
Holy shit. I don't see him falling off. The closest person to him is Corbin Burns at plus 800. And Sandy's just been an absolute fucking dog. Now, on the AL side, McClanahan's the favorite right now, but Verlander's plus 260. He's got two more wins than McClanahan does right now, and he has his ERA is basically the same. So I took Verlander at plus 260, and then I took a long shot on Manoah at plus 2100. He's got 10 wins too. It's the same as McClanahan, and his ERA is slightly higher, but if they
worry about him gassing out.
I know. I do too. But if
he already has looked the last few like he's starting.
I was hoping the break.
I'm with you on Verlander tone because McClanahan, I feel like at some point might slow down. Verlander's done it so many fucking times. He's fresh too.
I agree. So I'm looking at there. And then a guy that I just took for potentially the AL or the MVP tonight. I'm going to take a flyer on Trey Turner to be the NL MVP. He has now Goldschmidt's leading in average, and he's up there in RBIs. Trey Turner's barely behind him in both, and he's on the Dodgers, and they're obviously going to be in it the entire season. Sort of with the Cards, but I just took a flyer at plus 1,700 on Trey Turner to win the MVP.
I like that Cards team. If they can add a few arms, I think they can make a run at it. They could be like the Braves of last year.
They definitely need to add arms.
Yeah, but I like that lineup is fucking... Yeah, that lineup can go, dude. Arenado and Goldschmidt in the middle of that lineup's terrifying.
I agree 1,000%. Did you... Any player futures for you guys or anything? Anyone ever... Anything looking at anything?
No, you nailed it, Tony.
Hey, thanks, pal.
I'm with you on Verlander.
Yeah, me too.
There was who's the NL MVP favorite right now?
Goldschmidt.
Paulie.
Yeah. He's hitting like 350, dude.
Bit of a ball player.
Yeah, I mean he's playing pretty well. And then on the AL side, Shohei's 105, Judge's plus 130, and then it drops up after that. If Judge hits 60, it's gonna be it's gonna be a hard time to fucking.
Yeah. And the Angels stink.
And the Angels do stink.
When do they have to fucking do something?
The Angels?
Like you can't run this same team back next year with Trout and Ohtani.
Shohei has already said, I guess, that he wants to win. So like, and he's up after.
He chose the Angels. He could basically have chosen any team, and he was like, I just want to go hang out. And now he wants to win?
Well, how many years ago was that?
Every year we're told. Think about the lines at the start of the year this year, dude.
Yeah.
Angels were like minus a half.
Well, look at their lineup. They have a great lineup.
They don't, though. They're not. It's not deep.
No, but when you have Trout and Ohtani and fucking
Rendon's played like 10 games in like 3 years.
Correct. That's tough for them. And their pitching's terrible.
It's so bad. So bad.
But no, it's Shohei and Aaron, and then Alvarez is plus 1,300. And NL is Goldschmidt and then Machado, Mookie, Freddie, Alonzo.
Is there a world? I'd
love to see the dads make a run here.
Is there a world where if you like Judgy MVP that you then go fire Ohtani Cy Young just to kind of get him
about,
something?
I thought about sprinkling Ohtani Cy Young because he has been pitching really, really well, but he pitches every 7 days, so yeah, it's not
kind of tough.
Yeah. Feels like Verlander on a comeback year. That was a good find there, Tom.
Yeah, for the Cy Young for there, it's McClanahan's 210, Verlander's 260, and then Shohei's 850. And then Cease is 1,000, Cole's 1,000.
Astros to get to the World Series too, I like.
Mm-hmm. Piss off.
No, they did it to the Sox last year, Bruce. They just fucking find a way.
Trust me, I know.
All right.
Without Correa, it does hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
For sure. Faye, for sure. All right, let's do our second day of NFL, sticking with the AFC East. Did the Bills yesterday, got the Finns today, who are plus 2,000 to win the AFC, plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl.
What a number.
Over, under 8.5. They are plus 142 to make the playoffs. They have added O-line, okay? Connor Williams they got from the Cowboys. Teron Armstead they got from the Saints. They also added running back Chase Edmonds and Sony Michel and Mostert. And then they also got Cedric Wilson from the Cowboys and Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs. And they really didn't lose anybody. They lost Breda, but that's not going to be anything. They lost McCourty, which I think they're all right. Ted Karras, who was a center, but they're fine now there. And then Shaq Lawson. They didn't draft. They didn't have any draft picks, really, till the fourth round. So how do you feel about your fucking Miami Dolphins, Paul?
Sneaky, very tough schedule.
Okay, I looked at it.
Yeah, I've been looking at it since fucking we got Tyreek Hill and everyone was saying, oh, playoffs are bust. It is not pretty, dude. I don't know how we got this fucking schedule, to be honest.
So it's because we talked about it yesterday. Now, the AFC East.
I don't have a Monday nighter. Not one. We had one last year. Now we get Tyreek Hill.
No, I thought you did. Oh, no. You have primetime games, just not Monday night.
I think two. I think we got a Thursday and a Sunday.
Yep, Thursday and a Sunday right now against the Steelers, but you can be flexed. So
Miami?
Go ahead.
Is that in Miami?
Which one, the Steelers one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So here, I was looking at the schedule and I was thinking, so they're 8.5, okay? You got to split one with New England. You got to take two from the Jets.
Have to.
At home, you got the Steelers. You have to take the Lions. You have to get the Bears. Houston, that's 7. And then you got to get Minnesota's at home. So you got to get that one.
Oof.
And then you'd have to steal one. Baltimore's on the road. That one's going to be tough. You got Buffalo 2 times. Could maybe steal one there. Cincy's on the road. San Francisco's on the road.
Jeez.
Chargers are on the road.
Yeah, that's the one we get.
And then Green Bay and Cleveland are home. Maybe Cleveland.
At home?
Green Bay and Cleveland.
Yeah, we beat Cleveland at home.
Okay, so
what's that?
That's 9. You get to 9 there.
No, but I was fucking that noise.
Mitt went,
Well, I mean, depending on how long Deshaun Watson will be actually suspended, Gumpy, like, that's not a given game, I think. I don't know. I don't see him getting suspended for that long, so I just don't think that's a given game. I was looking at the 8.5.
Week 10.
Yeah, see, so, like, if he has an 8, I don't see it being longer than 8 weeks now that I think Florio knows at least somebody. I don't think he would have just put that out there. So, shit, that's a hard one. That 8.5 being juiced to the over is so hard.
This is what, his second game in fucking 2 years? Give it to me. Feed me that.
Fair play.
You've got some stretches here, pal, where I looked at the schedule. So, New England, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincy is a tough start. But then you come back with the Jets, Minnesota, the Steelers, Detroit, and Chicago. Cleveland.
I worry about that Minnesota game.
Cleveland and Houston, where it's like, okay, you're gonna have to win some games in there. And then there's another to end the season. It's at San Francisco, at the Chargers, at Buffalo, home against Green Bay, and then at New England. That's a fucking tough stretch there too. I think I was leaning over the 8.5 though.
I mean, I have to, but goddamn, that does not sound good.
I mean, their offensive line was the issue. They shored that up a little bit. You obviously add Tyreek Hill. You don't really. I mean, Devontae Parker goes to. That's fine.
Devontae Parker, if he could ever stay healthy, was correct. Fucking up. But that's the issue.
You know, the defense is going to be good, right?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, now Flores is gone, but you'd assume they'll figure it out. They have the players.
Gump, does it worry you that this start of the schedule, you could be looking at Gump being very realistically 0-4 going into the Jets and having Zach Wilson had an offseason? Like, these Jets are kind of hot. Like, I'm really high on the Jets, and I think I'm kind of just low on the Dolphins. But, dude, shit, this first half of the schedule is hard as fuck. I'm definitely hitting this under of 8.5.
Whoa.
We started, what, 1-7 last year?
Yep, that's your move.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the fucking Jets and Zach.
God damn it, man. He was just coming around on him, and now you said that, and you just pissed him right.
He's a dog, sure, but it don't change anything on the fucking football field for me.
It is a tough start. As far as
terrible schedule, dude. I've been staring at it for months. It's a fucking nightmare.
At least your home division games, New England and Buffalo. First, those ones are week 1 and 3.
We have to beat Buffalo at some point. I don't like they've literally owned us. Like, not even these games have not been like close at all in 2 years, 3 years, I think, Tony.
For against Buffalo?
Yeah.
No, like, they've
scorched us.
Yeah.
Every time without, like, the game was over at halftime, maybe after the first quarter.
Here's a worry, too. Brand new coaching staff, first time head coach. I think we all like him, but we have no idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What a mystery box.
What a mystery box, Miami Dolphins.
But what do we have, old McDaniels? Did we have last year?
You got to feel better about him this year, I think, than last year.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. What did we have last year? 9 wins? 8?
2021.
There's a world where McDaniels gets 9-8. Fucking.
So if we went 9-8 last year, we have to get at least 9-8 this year is my way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's why I lean over.
Yeah.
Sorry for stepping on that. But,
no, I didn't hear what you were supposed to say.
There's a world, isn't there kind of I just had this kind of vision. McDaniels getting Tyreek like 12 jet sweep carries a game.
And Waddle.
There's the fucking world where you have fucking. I think the Wildcat is coming all the way back.
Here's my worry.
Motion everywhere.
I have a worry. So you have Cedric Wilson's not a big guy. Neither is Tyreek and Waddle. Gesicki is. Do they have anyone else at wideout who's tall for red zone? Or they just don't care, probably?
Oh, shit. Who's number 13?
Who's number 30?
13.
I don't know. He's tall. He's not that good.
They might like 6. Fuck. Oh, they got Preston Williams.
Oh, is he there? I thought did he leave?
I thought he was still there.
I feel like you can just kind of find a tree for the rest.
Yeah, Preston Williams
is there. That quick out to fucking Waddle. They'll literally have fuck. Like, there's a point where you're gonna have Chase Edmonds, Mostert, Tyreek and Waddle on the field, and whatever the play is, I think if you're a defense, you're looking at that. You're going, what the fuck are we going to do?
Hey, don't forget, fucking Skaskins is still there.
Skaskin didn't get the ball last year, dude. I don't know what's happening this year.
Okay.
But there is a lot of mouths to feed, too. Yeah,
there
Mostert, such a sweet ad, though.
Yeah. So is Sony Michel for, like, Enzo.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds is really good too.
Chase Edmonds, Fordham dog.
All right,
like,
so
like two of my like we, what Jimmy G throw NFC Championship game 8 times.
Yep,
do that every game. I don't give a fuck. Just win.
I hear you. And if Tua doesn't work out, Got Teddy there.
Don't start this already. Got a fucking, got 51 days still, dude. You can start after week one. I know, you fucking made it very clear your fucking thoughts on Tua, all right?
All right, so I lean over, Mitt goes under.
I'm loving the under. And just to clarify, I did not mean number 13. Obviously, Dan Marino's retired number. I meant number 18.
There you go, Preston Williams.
Preston Williams, who yeah, you said.
Williams.
Bruce?
I would have to lean under, but yeah, rooting for the over.
Yeah, there you go. Pal, over.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
You taking him the plus?
Don't forget this fucking Mitt.
Plus 450 to win the division? Or no?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. More appealing to me than the over 8.5 minus 135.
All right, yep.
Because you might as well.
I like to make the playoffs plus 145. I think that's a good number.
I don't hate that either. The AFC is a fucking treacherous road.
Yeah, how many wins do you think it would take to make the playoffs this year?
Probably
10?
No, probably the normal 9.
Yeah.
Because I think there's just going to be – I think the AFC is just going to eat each other alive.
Yeah, attrition.
That's what I was thinking.
There's only one team 11. From the West that makes it.
Dude, there's no fucking –
See,
fucking
I would say that, but like, because they're all so good. But the West, everyone's pretty good. You got three teams atop at the AFC East that can all make the playoffs. You got at least three teams in the AFC North that can make the playoffs. The South will get one team. Okay, that's the division that will for sure
they
only
get
one. Get
two,
bro. The people are sleeping on the Saints.
Like that's a possibility, man.
That's the NFC.
Yeah. Oh shit! I was thinking about that. Yep.
Legit though, Titans and Colts could both make it. Like there's a world. Like the Chargers didn't make the playoffs last year.
No, I know, but I think I'm for some reason, I'm slightly down on the Tennessee Titans this year.
Really? This could be Tannehill's full melt here.
Do they like who? Let me see here.
They're getting older.
It would not break my heart for everyone who's told me Tannehill is a great quarterback all of a sudden.
Okay, so here's their fucking weapons. Robert Woods is coming off an ACL. Who knows?
Was already pissed off at the team.
Treylon Burks, who they drafted, so who knows?
Has asthma, doesn't he? He hasn't even practiced, really.
Yeah. So, as far as outside...
Well, Derrick Henry, I mean.
Correct, okay. But if you're playing the Titans, you fucking put everyone in the box and make those guys beat you.
Make Tannehill beat you.
Correct. The defense I like.
Did they get better?
I think they played well down the stretch. Their D line can get to the quarterback.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like I honestly I like going off the script obviously, but I'm very high on the Raiders, dude.
Okay.
Me too.
The Raiders made the playoffs last year and they added Devontae Adams and Chandler Jones. They're the same team.
Yep. Yeah.
Like I think I put Raiders.
And I think their coaching staff probably got better too.
Yeah, definitely did.
Oh, for sure.
No offense to Bisaccia.
I think Raiders have a chance to win that division.
I agree.
I mean,
I don't think that's a stretch.
Okay. For that division, I think I'm just going to take the bottom two the bottom two teams and just bet $10 on each of them because I mean, who fucking knows who's going to win that?
Like who do
really,
you think,
I think three
honestly,
teams are
going to
come
out
of it.
Who do you think's the worst team in that division? Like, I honestly think the Broncos are still the worst team in that division.
I would say
the Chargers.
Clearly. I'd say the Broncos until I see what their offense looks like.
Yep, exactly.
And because, like Nathaniel Hackett's a first-time coach too, so who the fuck knows?
Broncos' O-line is worse than the Seahawks was. And Russ has made it pretty clear he doesn't want to fucking scramble anymore.
Yeah, and his hand was fucked.
Yeah, well... I'm excited to
like
get
we're in. We're a long way from Russell Wilson playing fucking let Russ cook football, are we not?
Yeah, we are. I agree with all that.
Excited about it all.
We got 32 days, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Cool our jets.
all right, so we got Bills and Fins down. Tomorrow we go to New England. Talk about the New England Patriots. We'll bring in Connor for that one, huh?
Better hope the Dolphins don't hit the over, Mitt.
He's clipping it right after this.
Sitting in my favorites on deck.
Let's go.
All right. Good luck to everybody tonight at the All-Star game. No baseball tomorrow, so we'll have that. But
WNBA and we should actually quickly.
Is there WNBA at night?
Yeah, bro. I've been getting fucking cooked out here. So
I ain't gonna lie.
There's only one noon game on the schedule for tomorrow.
Okay. Is there anything tonight? Or
yeah, there is.
Yeah, we got the Vegas Aces minus the 12.5. And then also, I'm going to take the Fever plus the 8.5 going to the Sparks.
You're a homer. Everyone remember that's a homer pick.
The Fever, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Sparks minus the 9 with the Fever coming.
Nine piece?
Yeah, fuck it. Give it to me. Maybe some fouls late.
We don't have anything to bet on tomorrow, WNBA.
Yeah, it's one noon game.
Yeah, it's at noon.
So, no.
Is there MLS action tomorrow?
I don't know. There's Brazil Serie A.
We'll find something. Hey, we'll find something.
We got the 3M.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
We will do the 3M tomorrow.
I'm diving into the CFL.
Yeah, we could do some CFL.
I was watching that on the ticker today, actually. Ballers. I was like, oh, that's sweet. I'll bet on that. Hey,
fucking everyone would fucking hammer the BC Lions against the Bombers. Don't fuck around with the fuck Grey Cup camps like that, dude. The disrespect to the Blue Bombers by everybody. The Lions were -3.
That's on me. I know. Hey, I know. You called it.
Bombers rolled them.
Also, that's on me. Forgot about fucking 3M tomorrow.
Fuck. Who's NASCAR?
Finau's the favorite?
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
We'll break it down.
Where he been now? 13-1 at the 3M.
Gold, no 3M.
Shout out to, what's his name, Chris Vernon?
I don't know, but that shit's awesome.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.